We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent?
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
Locked in, I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options, I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes, I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone, I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no!
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm buttoning your shirt, Twan.
How you talking, boo?
That bunny, da-da-ya-ya-ya-ya-da-da-da-da-da.
Camp has begun.
Football!
Yeah.
You joking, man. I can't wait for football season.
You didn't bring a football? I figured, like, hey, Steve, bring me that helmet. Bring me that. I'm going to truck Crowder. I'm going to truck Crowder right now. Your shoulder.
You don't have a knee. You can't even walk. What are you talking about?
I can't.
It's kind of a small helmet. I don't know if it'll fit on
there's
you.
I have a big head, so there's no shot that'll fit on me.
You want to truck me?
If I right now tried to tackle you with a torn ACL or whatever, partially torn, it's recovering, but today is 2 months since I've had my surgery. Today is exactly, or tomorrow's 2 months. If I tried to tackle you right now, I'm re-tearing that ACL, right?
And hurting other things. Concussion,
no,
dislocated shoulder, re-torn
ACL.
You think you
would concuss me right now?
Guaranteed.
No shot.
I've seen Crowder hit his head up against the wall.
No. But
he'll concuss you for sure.
We're not doing what Oklahoma drills. Like, we're not going 50-50, but you're just standing there, and I try to tackle you. You're just standing there.
You have momentum?
Yeah, obviously, I'm going to
drop my shoulder into your forehead, and you're going to pass out.
If we were doing Oklahoma drills, there's no doubt in my mind. Yeah, you're taking me down, no doubt.
Yes. But even if I stood there and you ran at me full speed and I just dropped my shoulder, you would get knocked out.
You don't think I have enough with momentum running full speed?
let me put it this way.
One tackle.
I'm 10 years older than you. So let's say I was 27. Mm-hmm. As we went through life, when you were 6 and I was 6, you were 16 and I was 16, you were 26, I was 26.
Right.
You had never have a chance to knock me to the ground.
Never.
When you were 10, if I would say maybe 6 or 7, you might be able to tackle me. Like, it would have to be a 4 or 5 year difference for you to have a chance to beat me athletically in something. So I'm not even trying to hurt your feelings. Like, this is life.
I don't think so. Like, we talk about it. We talk about it on the show a lot where, like, I have this irrational sense of my athleticism. And it all came crashing down when I tore my ACL. So I feel like I'm a bit more rational about these things now. I try to be. Like, yesterday we talked to Brian Scalabrine. Every time before he comes on, he's asking me, how's your ACL? Remember, like, you tore your ACL. You can't beat me in basketball. Like, remember that. So I try to put things in perspective. I'm just saying, you're standing there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lining up. I'm running at you full speed. Knees intact, right? This is pre-ACL.
Yeah.
I can't take you down?
No. I don't think you'll touch me. I can probably just slap you in the forehead.
Oh, no, you're way too slow. You're way
too slow. No, I don't have to run. I'm talking about just stiff arm you. Like, you're running. I put my hand.
I don't weigh 90. What do you think? I weigh 92 pounds?
Like, I know the momentum. So you're running this way. I'll take your head and push it left, and your whole body's going to flail left, and then you're going to dislocate your shoulder and bust your head into the ground.
All right, we'll try this next March.
I don't know. I've seen Crowder run down these hallways. He's pretty fast.
Oh, no. Bro, I played Marshawn Lynch a number of times. Played AP. Played Priest Holmes.
No, but
you understand the guys I've tackled, some of the best athletes, most elusive guys in the world.
No, I get it.
And you're going to run at me and do something I haven't seen yet? Bro, get the hell out of here, Solana.
You think you can tackle me, though?
Cake.
So, Xavien Howard walked. Let's get to the serious stuff here. Football.
Yeah.
Day one. Yeah. Xavien Howard reported. Are you shocked? Let's start there. Are you surprised Xavien Howard reported on the first day? No holdout, right? This means officially from what I understand, and who knows, right? But from my understanding, and you would be able to tell me better, but the way I viewed it today was Xavien Howard isn't going to hold out. Doesn't mean he's happy with the situation. Doesn't mean him and his agent aren't working behind the scenes to get a deal done. But he's not going to hold out. He's going to be there. He's going to be a good teammate. And he's buying into, you know, whatever it is that he has to do to be a good teammate and to make this work for the team and for him as well.
Yeah. You laid it out perfectly. My thought, like, it's 50 grand a day. I don't know if you saw it. They were talking about it a lot with Aaron Rodgers. Xavien was one of the potential holdouts, but Aaron was the big guy, and you heard all the reports, $50,000 a day. Now, Xavien has, I don't count this man's pockets, but I'll say at least 40, 50 million in the bank.
Yeah.
50 grand is still a lot of money.
For sure.
So you come to camp. But bigger than that, there has to be some positive talks. They have to be going in the right direction. Like, he couldn't have called, and we've talked about this a number of times. Xavien Howard had 10 interceptions. He was the sixth highest. He's going to be the sixth highest paid corner in the league. The five guys that are paid higher than him, one being on his team and Byron Jones, all six of those guys, including Jalen Ramsey, Byron Jones, a couple other guys that slipped my mind, they all together combined had 8 interceptions last year. Xavien by himself had 10. He has a great argument on the holdout, but him coming to camp today, when you negotiate or you try to hold out or try to get more money, if the team tells you, like, flat out, F you.
Right.
We paid you 2 years ago, F you. Then you get mad, you get in your feelings, and now that's when it's the holdout, the division. Hey, you want more money. We understand that. We're trying to work through some things. Well, let us know what you can do. Let us know what you expect. And if that conversation is fluid, that's when you come to camp. So I believe that Chris Greer, and knowing Chris Greer, I've told the story a number of times, Chris Greer flew to Gainesville to talk to me, work me out, try to see what kind of guy I was before the Dolphins drafted me. I know Chris Greer. Chris Greer is not an FU guy. Chris Greer is a guy that's going to converse with you, try to figure out what's going on, make you feel comfortable. So I think the negotiations, the talks are in the works, and they said, hey, X, come to camp. You're our defensive captain. You're a defensive leader. And I don't know if they told him this, but we all know he's the best player on the team if you really want to say it. Come on to camp. We'll keep talking through it. With him showing up today, big picture, I anticipate Xavien Howard to get $1.5 million, $2 million raise before game one this season.
And we're cool with that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Right.
But I think when all this started, I was explaining to you, and I don't have the numbers here, and I'm ill-prepared for this, but I don't have the numbers in front of me. Xavien Howard and Byron Jones combined, I think they make 30-plus million already.
Yep.
And I was explaining that to you from a cap perspective, you have tied to just two players on your defense that much money, like, now you're going to add to it already. I can see where the Dolphins are coming from, where they're saying, hey, like, we want to be able to compete, and injuries, whatever. Like, we need to be able to at least have some sort of flexibility with the cap. So how are we going to make this happen? How are we going to satisfy both of these guys? But 1 to 2 mil, like, whatever. Like, yeah. that's not a substantial difference. And maybe down the line it will be. But I'm cool with that. You said it several times. Xavien Howard is responsible for 3 to 4 victories last year.
I 100% believe it.
At least 3. Last season alone, he was responsible 2 to 4 victories himself. That matters going into a season where not just us here in South Florida, not just fans, but people around the league believe the Dolphins can be serious playoff contenders. And if Tua Tagovailoa makes the leap, that a lot of people expect him to. I'm not saying he should, but a lot of people expect him to, and the Dolphins certainly do. They could be in the conversation for AFC title contender, AFC East title contenders at the very least. So I'm cool with it. I'm cool with Chris Greer, who, by the way, you're right, very calming
oh,
guy.
For sure.
Like I can't imagine Chris Greer being like just upset and throwing tirades. I'm sure he has. Everybody does. But I can't picture it because every time I've ever seen Chris Greer in person at a press conference, he's a very calm guy, very easygoing person. So I like to imagine he did the same thing he did for you, he did for Xavier Howard. Sat down with him, let him express what Xavier Howard is feeling, which is, bro, I led the league in interceptions. Like, look how much better your team was because of me. I get it. You paid me already, but like, figure it out. I'm sorry. Like, figure it out, or I want to get out of here. And Chris Greer probably let him express that.
Yeah, and that's what they're supposed to do, and that's what a negotiation is. Like, it's not, we're giving you this, shut up. That's when guys hold out. That's when guys get mad. I'll tell you this, from when Chris Greer, and when I talked to him, when I first met him, he was a regional scout. He got his job. Everybody knows his dad worked in the league for years. You know, he got his chance, and he was a regional scout. He was always a boss, though. You know, do you ever, like, the boss, when I say a boss, bosses don't scream and yell and get frustrated and kick chairs over. Bosses, Pat Riley's a boss.
Exactly.
You know what I'm talking about? When I say boss.
Cool, smooth.
It could be millions of dollars on the line. It could be all kind of success or failures on the line, but they keep a calm head and they communicate with humans. This is a life lesson I'm giving you, Nana. Communication's the main thing.
Right.
Marriages, relationships, business deals, it's all about communication. That's what Greer figured out. And I think that is why Xavier Howard's here, because he's not feeling disrespected. We might not believe we need to pay you again. We might not believe we need to give you a raise. And their argument, and Solana, I can see both sides. Xavier, I led the league in interceptions. I had 10 interceptions, 10 double-digit interceptions is stupid. We talked about that shit. That crap ain't happened back since the 60s, 70s, 80s, sometime like that. He has a good argument, but also the Dolphins are saying we paid you 2 years ago. So both sides of the spectrum, you can see it, but I lean to more towards Xavier. The Miami Dolphins have been around for 60, 70 years, whatever it is. Xavier Howard has about 5 more years left in his career, and he's the best corner in the league. Give me my money. Give me my money.
Hey, you see it from the player's perspective, to be fair.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in, 786-360-0790. He tackled Frank Gore. Never mind.
Actually, I tackled Frank Gore a number of times in college, played him twice, and I tackled him with the 49ers. So, ha ha ha, texter. How many times have you tackled Frank Gore?
Here's all the text messages responding to me thinking I could tackle you. You sound like a jackass, Solana. You actually think you can take Crowder down, shaking my head. Chan forgetting Solana was a chubster. I think in the Chubster era, Solana could, maybe. I had a couple pounds on me in high school.
You couldn't move.
I had a couple pounds on me in high school.
Yeah, slow
as
dirt.
But if he cornered you, you're done for.
Couple pounds on
cornered,
me.
Bro. He couldn't touch me in a bathtub right now. If we got in a tub together, he wouldn't put a finger on me.
Drop that shoulder like you're taking on a pulling guard. Solana would be done. Solana, shut up, please. Yeah.
Do you know, I've hit 350-pounders coming around the corner. And stonewalled him.
Yeah.
How much you weigh?
About 160.
160.
But his muscle.
160.
160 muscle.
Really? I think I had 160 pounds of meat in the last 2 days. I've eaten your body weight in protein in 2 days.
It's muscle. It's straight muscle. Protein. Whey. Whey. Yeah, yeah. 160 and whey.
That knee's not whey. That knee is giggly wiggly jello right now. I'm looking at your quad.
No joke. I came from therapy today, and I'm so pissed because it's 2 months now, and I can't get this damn extension to where it needs to be. Like, I'm sick of it. I'm sick that I tore my ACL. I'm upset that I tore my ACL. I'm upset that I can't play John Crotty in basketball. I'm upset I can't beat Leroy sorry ass in basketball after he tried me. And I'm upset that I sat in a bed for 3 weeks and my mama had to clean my doo-doo. No, I hate this.
All you want's a little extension.
let's get to headlines here. Today's going to be a really fun show, seriously. We're going to talk in the next segment about Dolphins training camp. Brian Flores spoke to the media today. First time we hear from Flo, obviously, since training camp began. Spoiler alert, began today. So it was his first opportunity to speak during training camp. We're going to play some of the clips in the next segment, so you want to stay tuned for that. And we continue our best of Hawk and Crowder week extravaganza I don't know why it's called extravaganza, but I'm sure that's what Hawk would have called it. So I'm going to call it from here on out the week, best of Hawk and Crowder week extravaganza. We have some really good stuff today. I got a bunch of tweets last night and this morning of potential things we could play. I'm going to get to almost everything. We have a full week. And today, I'm telling you, you're going to want to stick around because it's going to be really funny. It is the five-year anniversary of the Heat signing a very special player. I don't want to ruin it. Later on in the show, we'll celebrate that with some of the funniest radio I can remember. Seriously, I heard it today, and it's hilarious. We're also, because it's training camp, a Q&A we did about Devontae Parker that we're going to get to in the 3 o'clock hour. And Christian Wilkins joined us, I want to say at around...
Mid-season. That was a good one.
That, oh yeah, we have that interview as well, but this one happened right before the draft, like a couple months ago, before the draft. He joined us, we talked Hamilton, we talked about his draft experience, and we talked about him still being frugal. He's a cheap guy.
Very.
I'm not being disrespectful when I say it. Obviously,
he takes pride in it.
He's proud that he carries sugar packets with him when he wants to drink lemonade.
Make lemonade himself.
So we're going to play that interview as well. We have a ton of stuff to get to. I'm going to run through headlines here quickly, Crowder. They're brought to you by Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. I talked about the Dolphins and Xavier Howard. They also signed tight end Hunter Long. I don't know if you've seen a picture of this dude, Crowder. Looks 14. Long looks 14.
Yeah, in his face?
Yeah.
He's big, thick. He looks like a damn Neanderthal.
Thick. But
his face?
Face-wise, he's sitting there signing the picture. It was going viral on Twitter and on Reddit as well. The Dolphins Reddit was cracking up about it. He's sitting there. He's wearing like the tracksuit or whatever. So you don't see, you know, the tables covering up his big-ass forearms. He looks 14. He looks like the Dolphins went down to our Vita Middle School in Kendall, which is where I went to, and they just pulled a kid out of fourth period algebra class. They're like, hey, you want a contract with the Dolphins? Okay, yeah, come down. Brian Flores is going to hook you up with a helmet.
Man, think about when he hits puberty, how strong he's going to get. When he starts growing facial hair, Solana.
Crazy.
Ooh, he's going to be a dog.
I can't imagine a young guy with no facial hair is going to bode well in an NFL locker room. I can't imagine.
Oh, he's going to get teased.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to tease the hell out of him.
Yeah.
But he goes out there and trucks a couple people and dumps a guy on his head. You're going to say, hey, hey, baby. Man, great practice, baby. Yeah. You're going to get hell, but you got to show it off on the field.
Aaron Rodgers, he arrived at Lambeau Field, Packers training camp, so he's not holding out. We know what's going to happen there. He's going to play 1 year, and then he's going to go wherever he wants to go. Did you see the glasses he was wearing at training camp?
They're like baseball glasses.
They're like, remember the Myers-Leonard glasses that he used to wear?
Yeah.
Like the visor. It's almost like an NFL visor, but glasses form. I don't know why those are popular. Hideous.
My son's baseball team all wears them, but it's for the glare. Like, I thought it was athletic glasses.
Right, no, but he's just walking into training camp.
Yeah,
he's getting up there.
And he had on the office shirt.
He did.
I thought about you and Hawk talking about the office, Dunkirk or something.
Dunder Mifflin
versus the Chili.
Dunkirk, yeah.
I don't even know. That's a good movie. Have you seen Dunkirk?
Great movie.
That's a war movie.
That's why I think I watched it like 2 nights ago. Dunkirk's a hell of a movie.
Dunkirk and Mifflin.
The first 20 minutes of Dunkirk, there's no talking. Absolutely no talking. It is insane.
Yeah.
Anxiety levels through the roof.
Yeah. That's how the Packers felt when Aaron was going to hold out. Anxiety level through the damn roof.
That's how you felt when you saw Frank Gore coming at you in that game.
Oh, goodness gracious. Woo! Frank's my friend, too. Why y'all always want to put me against Frank? I love Frank.
Marlins will play in Baltimore. It's a two-game series. Game one is tonight, 7:05. Sandy Alcantara, he gets the nod. Oklahoma and Texas formally notified the SEC. They're seeking, quote, invitation for membership. They want to start that July 2025, so that's official. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to do headlines every hour, so we'll have plenty of time here. But really quickly, Simone Biles, that was kind of the big story today other than locally down here, Xavier Howard. So Team USA Gymnastics, they win silver. The Russian Olympic Committee wins gold. So Simone Biles, I'm sure you saw, she withdrew at first. There was an ESPN notification. She had an ankle injury.
Yeah.
But then we kind of learned more, and she was questioned after, along with the other Team USA gymnasts, and she kind of explained whether it was anxiety or whether she just wasn't feeling right mentally, which is why she retired essentially from the event today. And her question moving forward in this Olympics, there's a couple more events, is in doubt. We'll get to it later on in the show, though. Everybody kind of has a take. I don't really have a take. If she didn't feel right, then whatever. Like, what? She doesn't owe me or you or anybody anything. Like, she's a certified badass, and if she didn't feel right, then fine. You know, like, who am I to be like, oh, you got to suck it up because some other girl won a gold medal with a broken foot, so you need to do the same thing. I mean, whatever. Like, if she didn't feel right, she didn't feel right.
If it's really physical, and I saw that, where they said they come out, they're going to assess her and see if it's a physical problem, like, I tore my ACL a number of times. You can't play with a torn ACL. There should be no criticism if she's physically injured. There should be no criticism if she is mentally anxious, because we know what happened to Naomi Osaka when she was like, you know, she just couldn't. It was the French Open. She couldn't go in it. It was something in her mentals that weren't right. So I think the criticism of that, which is really unjustified, if somebody wants to, why are you so upset? You're the best in the world. All that crap gets on my nerves. If she's physically hurt, shut up. If she's mentally distressed, shut up. But that's where the criticism, I think, will come from.
Right.
If the mental side of it, like, okay, what do you need? No, it's not that easy. And I think the mental illness or the mental distress of people should be respected. Now, a lot's coming out. Who is it? Kevin Love? Bradley Beal's come out, a number of NBA players and NFL players, and, you know, a bunch of athletes, top athletes, come out with the fact that I got to get my mentals right, and my mentals aren't right now. So I think we need to leave that alone and trust these people that if they don't feel like they're themselves and they don't think they can compete at a high level, can we treat anxiety and depression just like we treat a sprained ankle? And I think that's the conversation that people need to have inside themselves. Not us. People need to have inside themselves if they really want to be honest with it.
We'll get to that later on in the show. I'm sure you and I will want to discuss it a bit more. Let's get to weather, though, from the DeMesmin and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Steve, I don't think I even told you, but I have Jimmy, who's here today, Crowder. Jimmy in the other studio.
Looking good.
He's producing the simulcast on WQAM, prepared for our daily or our hourly weather reports. Jimmy, let me hear it.
It is partly cloudy with the temperatures of 89 degrees with the heat index of 102.
All right. Good job. Good start there, Jim. I like it.
Thank you.
There you go, Jimmy.
I'm so happy to see Jimmy.
I'm ready to go home now. Jimmy's here.
Yeah. I'm very happy to see Jimmy, though. He came in today. He hasn't been here because you were on vacation for a while, right, Jimmy?
Yeah, I was out on vacation.
Where'd you go, baby?
Sarasota?
I went to Sarasota.
Yeah. Oh, that's where everybody goes on their vacation. Yeah. So Sarasota.
Yeah. The dirty soda. Yeah.
Except Solana. He goes to St. Augustine.
Hey, St. Augustine ain't bad. I've been to St. Augustine.
Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah.
That's your ally there.
Yeah.
Jimbo.
Jimmy. But he was so happy. He's like, hey, I'm here. I'm like, let's go. Let's go. So I told him, have your weather report ready to go for the top of every hour. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to hear from head coach Brian Flores. Have a ton of clips. We'll throw them over to Crowder, see what he has to say about it. Again, head coach Brian Flores, you'll hear him next on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
X going to give it to you.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The first day of training camp just feels like something's different about today, you know?
Why, starting a Super Bowl winning year? Is that just feels different?
I think so. Everything about this organization since Brian Flores has taken over has gotten better. And I'm not that's not to say that there hasn't been any missteps. That's not to say Brian Flores is the best head coach or perfect, but for so long, Crowder, I use this analogy all the time. I'm 27 years old. For my entire life, the Dolphins were mediocre to bad. Mm-hmm. My entire life. 8-8, 7-9, and again, not taking any shots. Like, you were part of a couple of those teams, 1-15. Like, you were part of a couple of those teams that it was at times laughable, not because of you, but because of management, because of ownership, because of head coaching hires. Like, it was laughable. And now I can't remember the last time where the Dolphins put together 3 seasons where in each season they got better. I can't remember that.
Yeah. Put some respect on my name.
Right.
All three of y'all.
Yeah.
As Birdman says, speaking to Steven and Jimmy as well, put some respect on my name. 08, we're 11-5, we won AFC. So just to let y'all know, Solana went on his little damn soliloquy. Y'all put some respect on my name.
No, but that's a perfect example of what I'm trying to say. You bring in Sperano yeah. and Bill Parcells,
mm-hmm.
and that's supposed to be the change of an era, the start of a new era, right? And I'm sure you felt it as you went from 1-15 to 11-5, the Wildcat, everything's different. And you really feel like there's an upward trajectory.
Yeah.
And what happens? It's the complete opposite. You started at the mountaintop. You beat the Patriots in Foxborough. Ronnie Brown has a career season. He's throwing touchdowns to Anthony Fasano. Unbelievable game. The whole season gets shifted when you're 0-2. You start off 0-2. Bad loss in Arizona. You're beating the Patriots. You're headed to Foxborough again. You're headed to the playoffs for the first time in forever. And then the following season, bad year. The season after that,
mediocrity,
bad year.
Mediocrity.
Bad picks. Just you could go on and on. And then the Gase, we can skip the Philbin era because it was bad from the get-go.
Goofy.
But then the Gase era, kind of the same thing. First year, you start out right out of the gates and you're on fire. And everything's clicking. Tanny looks good. He gets hurt, but Matt Moore was able to carry you to the playoffs. Like, things are going well. And then what happens? By the time Gase gets fired, I mean, we couldn't wait for him to get out of Miami because mm-hmm. of how bad things got and how laughable they got. For the first time, sure, 5-11 to start under Flores, but that felt like almost like winning a Super Bowl with the roster and with the turnover. I joke about the Super Bowl. I know people text in, how dare you say that? But and then last year, even better. You're one game away from making the playoffs. You're picking the right people. At least we feel you're giving the right guys the money that they deserve. Everything feels good going up. So it's not the start of a Super Bowl era, but it feels good to not come in and say, oh, here we go again. You know, like it feels good.
Maybe subconsciously or whatever, and I don't know if I can clear this up for people. It's the good organization, the top organizations have organizational control at all levels. Like, you have a great coach and a crappy GM and a terrible owner, you're not going to win. That's the problem. You're not going to win. It's levels to a team. It's levels that the guy picking the groceries, the guy cooking the groceries, and the guy making the budget for the groceries. Think about what Steve started at the top, what Stephen Ross Dunsey got here. renovated the stadium, built a brand new damn facility, put as much money as he can and he would ever, asked the city to give him money for the stadium. They said no. He said, okay, I come out my pocket. Brought so much stuff down here to make up for the money he spent. Now, don't think like F1 and all this Rolling Loud stuff that just happened this weekend gives Stephen Ross money back on that initial $500 million investment. We all understand that. But for him to go that route, he is trying to better this team financially. And he did. He's a billionaire, and he's using it. I love how Wayne Huizenga to death. Wayne Huizenga was there drafting me. Actually sat at a table with him and his wife and ate dinner at some little function. Great human beings, great family. Huizenga put money into this team. He didn't put the money like Stephen Ross put in his team. Then you promote Chris Greer to GM. I've known Chris Greer for years, known Chris Greer now going on 20 years. He knows what he's doing. If you've seen the last couple drafts with the Tua, let's even pass Tua. Let's say Tua's, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with Tua yet. With the linemen, with, who was it, Austin Jackson and Kinley and all these guys that are starting now, Robert Hunt, that are contributing, the guys he brought in to contribute to this team, the free agents he brought in, Chris Greer knows what he's doing. So that's step one and step two in my mind. Step three, Brian Flores. You bring him in from an established know that he knows what football is because he was in England for, what, 16, 17 years, learning under the best. And now we're watching 5-11 to 10-6. We're watching that maturation of the team. So your piggy bank is big as hell. Whoever's buying the groceries knows what he's doing, and now the guy cooking the food knows what he's doing. That's where great organizations come from. And if you think about it, I think the Dolphins have a very – honest, you know, great people on all three levels of that. I think that's why you feel different right now, because the entire organization is doing what they're supposed to do.
Jimmy, the Dolphins going 16-0 this season? Are they? Are the Dolphins going 16-0 this season, Jimmy?
I love my Dolphins,
but... Just say yes! Give me the fight song, Steven! That took too long! Give me the fight song! T-Pain, 16-0.
I'll say yes, they're going 16-0.
They're not, because they're going 17-0, because it's an extra game this year. That's
true,
right.
I forgot about that.
Let's get to some Brian Flores sound. That did not go the way.
I'm sorry, I forgot to turn on Jimmy's mic.
Jimmy's honest, too. Jimmy, be honest. Man, don't let Solana bully you if you don't feel
17-0. 17-0.
Honestly, they're not going to go undefeated.
It's a good take there. Good take there, Jimmy.
17-0. I'm going to mess that up, too. No, I was going to make fun of you, but... Bro, it's like the Washington football team. It took the L.A. Chargers. It's taken me years to figure this out. So this 17-game season is going to kill me.
I gave up on that. They're San Diego. Whatever. You want to make fun of me? You want to call me, I don't know anything about the NFL? Whatever. It's San Diego. It's San Diego, my mind.
Qualcomm was a crap hole.
Was it?
Oh, Qualcomm by far. College NFL. Qualcomm's the worst stadium I've ever played in my life.
But San Diego, I've never been to
Beautiful.
California. It's supposed to be like an awesome city to live in or visit or whatever.
Infrastructure. I'm a smart man.
What the hell do you know about infrastructure?
Because how they wrap the whole city around this little body of water and you can see it from different angles, bro. The weather. Like, San Diego is beautiful. And that's why you go to the stadium, you're like, why do they have this pile of horse crap in the middle of this beautiful city?
Well,
get this crap out of here.
The LA Chargers, not necessarily playing in a much better stadium. They were playing at the MLS. I think, was it LAFC or where
the Galaxy
play?
Stadium,
but yeah. Couldn't even fill up the 22,000 people for an NFL team.
And when it did fill up, it was always visiting fans.
Right, which is kind of pathetic.
But this new stadium that they're building,
you wait for that, baby.
Yeah. You wait for that.
Yeah, it's legit. I'm upset because it doesn't look like we're going to Vegas. Because we had unofficial plans, you, me, and Hawk, to go to Vegas for week 3 when the Dolphins are in Las Vegas to play the Raiders. And I don't know, like it's looking less and less like it's happening because old man Hawk doesn't want to get off his rocker and come with us to Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll get him up.
All right.
I'll drive the Boca and drag him out that house.
Let's quickly play some Brian Flores down here. I teased it in the last segment and I got bogged down with I don't know what. We gave like some sort of hope for Dolphins fan. So Xavien Howard was kind of the big story today. We mentioned it. Earlier on in the show, Xavien Howard showed up to training camp today, day 1, and here's Brian Flores talking about being excited that X-Man showed up.
Oh, we're excited to work with X and all the players that are here. You know, those conversations with X, his representation, Chris, myself, you know, those are, you know, like always, they're going to be internal, confidential. it'll always be that way. We'll keep it, you know, that way. We do that with all players, and but we're excited to have him. I'm excited to work with him. He's a great player, and you know, look forward to kind of, you know, building over the course of training camp.
Didn't really say anything.
No.
But, hey, what do you expect from Flo?
But behind the scenes, him being there is big. We talked about it in the first segment. Him being there means that he's ready to negotiate. I'm not just saying the hell with y'all. You're not saying F you, we're not giving you more money. We're in the talks. I'll come. I'll make the organization look happy. Back to what I just said, that whole organizational structure. Organization's happy, and we'll figure this thing out before game one. I do believe that's the way this is going to play out.
What about for the rest of the locker room? Xavien Howard's the best player on that roster. I don't think there's any question about it. And I would imagine, I don't know because I'm not in the locker room, you might have a better understanding of it, but I would imagine he carries some weight in that locker room
as well. Sure.
Whether he's a captain or not, you're the best player of an NFL locker room, whether you're a quote-unquote leader or the guys look up to you in that way, because some guys embrace that role, some guys don't.
Yeah.
He carries weight. The fact that he showed up today, does that maybe for the rest of the locker room equate to some respect for Chris Greer and Brian Flores? Like, okay, like even X, who's not happy with these guys, showed up today, so he's buying in. We should buy in as well. And if I'm wrong,
no, you're 100% correct. And that captain, and I said it too, so I should have. Let me you know bring that back. Just having a C on your jersey doesn't mean that guys respect you. Sometimes it means you're the oldest. Sometimes it means you're honestly like the most do boy.
Right.
Like Joey Porter was never going to be a captain because he wasn't a do boy. Joey going to run. He's going to party. Going to come and smell like Hennessy. Both of us. We both shared the bottle. But like Joey, like he's not captain material. But he was the most respected guy on a lot of those teams. To your point, Xavien is a respected guy. Everybody in the secondary loves him. Everybody on defense knows we need him to run this damn zero coverage defense we run every play. So to answer your question, I don't know if it makes a young guy say, oh, this organization loves their players. But it makes them look at Chris Greer and Flo and say, these guys are going to do whatever it takes to make us better on the field. And reports are now, and I'm sure, they have not paid Xavien Moore yet. But they have to be on the right path. So they're communicating, they're talking, and they're trying to do right, trying to do good by their players that are performing on the field. And that makes a young player waiting for a second contract, a third-year guy knowing he's up in a year, say, you know what, these guys are going to work with me. They're going to try to figure this thing out. And we're going into camp with our entire starting defense from last year that was top five in most things, top 10 in everything, together again. So, yes, it does make the entire team look – put a little more respect, put a little right. pedestal under Chris Greer, Flores, and Stephen Ross. That entire hierarchy I was talking about a second ago, it does make them look. It makes them look more glowing than they already were.
We know the NFL is changing vaccination protocols, and, you know, from the coach in New England, the coach in Minnesota, which it looks like the tide has turned there. I guess they figured out some sort of way. I would guess is he's getting vaccinated, but I don't know for sure. But Brian Flores was asked about it today. And he's very clear. You're going to hear it here. Brian Flores is very clear. He's going to educate his players, and he's going to give them, I think the verbiage he's been using is the science. But he's not going to pressure anyone into getting the vaccine.
I think for you know, everyone's got their own personal, you know, reasoning behind or beliefs behind vaccinations or getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated. I respect everyone's choice in that matter. You know, I'm not going to pressure anyone, just going to give them the information. You know, not going to judge anyone's commitment to the team. But just give them the information, allow them to make their choice, and then if we're going to work around something, we're going to work around it, and you know, always try to do what's you know, in the best interest of the team, given you know, whatever the situation may be. So, for example, if someone's vaccinated, someone's unvaccinated, then you know, we have to just work around it and do the best we can.
Very political approach. He didn't want to take one side or the other.
Yeah. And he's I don't want to say squirreling, but there's different approaches. Bruce Arians in Tampa said, get vaccinated so we can win another Super Bowl. Flat out. He didn't even bring in the scientists or anybody to educate the guys. This is what Arians said. He said, I'm the expert. Get vaccinated so we can play ball. That's one approach. Flores is on a more, you know, let you decide what you want to do approach. Different approaches to it. I think there's pushback on both sides, because then you can go to, what if religiously this person doesn't agree with it? What if, you know, just there's so many other things. And Flores was tiptoeing around it. There's other things that make people not want to get vaccinated and make that decision. It's a personal decision. But I think it was a Mike Cuno talking about it, where if you don't get vaccinated, how does that affect your check? If you're not vaccinated, and we know that if you get sick, now we might have forfeited a game, and you're not a starter, do you miss a opportunity for a game check? Do you miss an opportunity to travel with the team because you're right on the verge of the roster? There's a lot more to it, but actually, if I was in Flores' position, I would go more Flores than Bruce Arians. I really would. I'll educate y'all. Y'all make y'all own decision. You're grown-ass men. Now, behind the scenes, if there's decisions being made about guys that are vaccinated, we'll never know it, but that's going to be what the players have to deal with.
Right, right. Steve, I don't know if you got my text. Let's skip to this Tua clip here because we're up against it. There's not really much to say about Tua. I haven't heard this clip, so I imagine it's just very coach speak from Brian Flores about Tua. Let's see if I'm right here. He's excited to see Tua work. You know, he's been putting in the work in the offseason, and you know, they're happy that he's their quarterback moving. You think I nailed it there? They're happy about Tua being the quarterback moving forward?
And get better every day, something along those lines. I think you hit it, but you left off, get better every
right,
day.
Right, right. Yeah. We're going to improve
there
every day as a
there
team.
There we go, yeah.
I mean, we talked a lot about Tua in the spring. I think he's, you know, made a lot of progress, I would say, throughout the spring. This is really his first training camp. Well, I shouldn't say his first training camp. That was his first OTAs, but this will be his first training camp preseason where he'll be able to, you know, meet, practice, you know, performing games, healthy, the whole, all of it. So we're excited about, you know, Tua. I'm really excited about all the quarterbacks, Jacoby, Reed. They'll all get an opportunity to compete, as well as, you know, the rest of the guys on the entire team.
Nailed it.
Yeah, we hit that in the head, didn't
we? Yeah, 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 pretty simple. Yeah, maybe we'll do that moving forward during the season.
Who's the third-string quarterback?
Oh, no idea.
He said in one word, like even a Reed.
He said Reed. I'm like, who the hell
is
Reed?
Who is Reed? I barely got Jacoby Brissett when he said Jacoby, but it hit me. Come on, man.
Let's take a quick break here. Dolphins training camp. Excited, even though Jimmy doesn't have this team going 17-0. I do. I've got the Dolphins going 17-0. We'll talk more training camp throughout the week. More Hawk and Crowder next.
I want to talk about something here that'll be super important for a number of our listeners. If you own a home on the water, this is going to be directed right towards you. Storm season gets bad here. Hurricane season bad. Obviously, we know this. If you live on the water, you have to know, are your seawalls ready? Superior Stabilization Corp specializes in seawall erosion repair and seawall construction. You don't want to put off seawall repair until it's too late, because that could end up costing you a ridiculous amount of money. What you need to do is call Superior Stabilization Corp today. Get a free consultation. See if your seawalls are ready. See if your seawalls are healthy. Superior Stabilization Corp are the experts in erosion control and drainage behind your seawall. They've got years of experience. They use the top-of-the-line new technology to repair your seawall, and they offer a 20-year warranty on all seawall erosion repair. So if you live on waterfront property, you know it's time to get your seawall checked out. If you haven't checked it out in a while, I mean, take a look this weekend if you want, but call the professionals who will do the job the correct way. Superior Stabilization Corp has the resources, experience, and professional staff to handle any seawall job. Call Superior Stabilization Corp today, 954-228-9142, or you could check out their website, superiorstabilizationcorp.com.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Uruguay will play Paraguay. Those are two different countries, guys.
Hawk and Crowder.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, It's the best of Hawk and Crowder Week extravaganza. You hear this song, Crowder. You know what I'm about to play?
Bad. No, I don't.
All right, well.
What?
You'll figure it out.
This also isn't bad.
I mean, beat it. Oh, okay.
We're doing the shows. We're doing the shows from home.
Yeah.
And this happened right when the pandemic started. We're doing the shows from home. And, you know, there's things that start happening that you never thought of because you're here, right? From 2 to 6 for the past, whatever, 5, 10 years, you've been at the studio. And you don't realize that, you know, the garbage truck is going to drive by at said time and you're going to hear the garbage truck. And you don't realize that when the kids come home from school, they make noise. You don't realize it because you were here.
Yep.
And something like that transpired over the air again, just couple weeks into our COVID pandemic radio broadcasts.
What the hell is going on there?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Is that the lawn service?
Yeah, lawn man pulled up. Hey, beat it! Hey! Sorry. Hey!
Hold on.
Get out of here!
Invite him in.
I just find it funny that a grown man would say to another grown man, beat it.
You don't tell people beat it?
Not a grown man, especially someone that I'm paying or that the homeowners association is paying, like maybe a bum on the street in Vegas that's trying to get a dollar out of me. Hey, beat it. Get out of here.
He's not listening either.
A grown man at your house that's getting paid to be there and beat it.
You know I get paid to communicate, right?
Hey, beat it. You bum. You and your weed whacker. That's funny. Wait, what do you work by? What do you, like you're banging on the window. There's no movement on the window at all, which leads me to believe that you've got like drive-through at the bank thickness of windows. Like,
we got those damn hurricane-proof super windows.
Are you expecting some sort of robbery? Beat it!
You know what? Who didn't get in was Katrina and Wilma. They didn't get in, so they worked.
All right, what do you have in the headlines, Solana?
Nothing that can top what just happened.
Guy yelled, beat it. How many goddamn trees do you have?
He's in the courtyard, which isn't that big. I don't know what he's blowing. He might be just playing. He's making balloons. What is this guy? Hey! Hey!
All right, what else do you have in the headlines? Lives in the Redwood Forest. They're like, I don't know what's happening over here.
That was certainly a classic. Classic moment from the pandemic. There's
hey, beat it.
It turned into a song, by the way, because that's what we do here. Our worst moments, which we consider our best moments, like that one, we turn them into songs. We'll get to it in the next segment on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, beat it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly.